Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.
A glass wall keeps me up in isolation and illumination. I see all the
things. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
A quick cup I tell her. No hesitation. It's my sedation.
My name is Devin Moore. I am a founding member of the band Rose Colored Roots. I play guitar as well, lead and rhythm guitar. We also have Corey Furr, who also sings lead as well as backup, plays lead and rhythm guitar. Kind of a multi-instrumentalist. He also plays synth and trumpet. He's also our engineer and producer for basically any recording that we have to do. Pretty talented dude. Heath Edwards is our drummer and percussionist. Haley is a backup vocalist as well as a key player, basically anything key related, organs, piano, synth, etc. And then Peter Knowles is our bass man slash hype man. It's a good dude to have around in a pinch if you're kind of lulled in the jamming process. Rose Colored Roots is technically an alternative rock band, but we have heavy influence from blues and funk music and just the tiniest dash of jazz theory involved in the process.
The world is flat again.
I like that we started from the education system primarily, that Corey and I met through like a jazz band, and then Haley and Heath met through college, and that Peter, I guess not technically from school, but from another music group, which happens a lot, obviously, because we're in a band, but it feels like that educational background is pretty influential, at least in my mind, to how the band functions and works with each other. Historically, Corey and I have been the songwriters of the group, but we work together a lot, basically co-writing partners from the get-go. So it will typically start with one of us bringing a progression, lyric, and melody to the other. We'll get those hammered and squared away, which can be kind of a long process. Lyric is usually what takes me the longest, which is great to have Corey around because it's much better to bounce ideas off of someone rather than just sit and stew. But once we get that ready to go, we'll bring it to the group, and essentially it starts off as kind of just like a jamming it out, feel out the vibe, you know, see if it feels right. The project and the process in this band is entirely collaborative. We're doing our best to not write each other's parts exclusively or explicitly. We all have input that we can give. You know, I haven't always been the best at this, but, you know, I'm just a man. But we do try to check our egos at the door, you know, because ultimately it's about the music and it's about the project. And if I'm playing something that's really not fitting, we want there to be enough of a trust between one of us and all of us, really, that someone could call me out on it and be like, yeah, man, that's not working out. Before the chip went. But now I'm afraid for all the prayers I speak. We talk about each part. We talk about harmonies and lyric, I guess melodical variation. We talk about little moments, maybe hits, stops, rhythmic variation in different verses, you know, what's entering or dropping out. We arrange all together, which has been, I think, very positive, and it's made our music better for it. I mean, I would not... if I were just writing the music and I came with all the parts like ready to go, it would be much more boring and it'd be pretty one-dimensional. As far as like bass line or, you know, drums and things like that, that's not my area of expertise at all. So it would be like, just hit root notes, Peter, and he'd just be doom, 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 instead of the glorious funk and groove that he provides. Yeah, he's slapped a funky bass. So it's been, I really, really like the format that we have. It feels like the music starts in one spot, and I have, I guess I can't speak for Corey, but I would assume that he feels the same way, that I have this vision of where the song will end up, how it will sound, and by the end of it, it's totally different. Maybe not totally different, but it's different enough that it makes me realize that I would not have gotten to where we got it without the collaborative process through the band. Because we all have such different music tastes, we span a very large list of genres between all five of us. I mean, Haley is classically trained. She listens and practices a lot of classical piano music. And I was in music school, but I largely play things like funk and blues and jazz. And then Heath went to music school too. He did a lot of jazz, but he likes a lot of alternative rock bands. Corey's maybe on a little heavier of a side of alternative rock. You know, Peter's kind of all over the map. But we all have tastes that don't seem like they would mash up always, but the way that we fit them together can be surprising and feels, you know, I think we're all trying to write better, but so far I think we've had success with trying to mesh all of our styles together. When Peter came into the band, the way he plays is very percussive in nature, and that feeds off of my funk history, I guess, and the disco that I listened to as a kid. And the type of music that I listen to now is very funky and percussive and has a lot of those aspects to it. And so when I hear that percussive playing, I can't help but want to play in a funkier manner. That's not a very funky way of explaining how to play funk. But that's true. That's how I feel it usually. But now that's kind of how it started, and then Heath really started to play some really excellent like groove that I really felt was really funky. I'm not sure that he thinks about it that way. I mean, he's an incredible drummer in a lot of genres, so he's probably just playing a great groove and I interpret it as, you know, like a funkier thing with a backbeat, and I'm just into it. Yeah, I think that we had written some funky stuff before he came in, but I think as we started to play, things got inherently more groovy, at least. The vibe is deeper, the pocket's deeper, which is nice because Peter came in. Not that we didn't have good bassists before, because we really did, but the music was definitely different and it morphed, which it should. Like I said, it's collaborative, so new bassist, new sound. There have been tears shed in the studio, maybe more than once. I'm not sure. We've had long chats. You know, we've had discord. Any project and any group of people are going to disagree no matter what you're doing. You don't really want to surround yourself with yes men in any, you know, in any circumstance. And what's great about this group is that we've made it past those points with, you know, openness and friendship. And we've gotten to a good spot. I mean, I don't think that this is the greatest music we'll ever write currently, only because I feel like as we keep moving forward, we'll get better and better and better and better. I feel like I'll always be a student of something in music, whether it's arrangement or theory or improvisation or whatever. Choking on the fumes of acid, yes. I actually switched to business from music. I had studied music for 2 years at Snow College. When I transferred to the U, I think I ended up feeling like the only way forward in music was to be a formal educator in a classroom, lead a, you know, junior high band, or be a choir teacher, that kind of thing. And I really wasn't interested. I had had really not very much contact with the world in which I live currently. And I think that I wasn't giving the practice room enough attention, or, you know, I wasn't really super dedicated to the actual education of music. So the switch to business felt kind of natural because it felt more stable. It felt like I'd maybe be able to find jobs easier. And I convinced myself that that was the right choice because I could do something creative with marketing and music. I could perhaps work for a radio station, which I sort of did. I had an internship at a radio station for a little bit doing some social media marketing. It was a good time. I thought maybe I'd work for a record label, or I'd build brands for, you know, small bands and kind of do less profitable work, but, you know, very creative and grassroots-oriented marketing. Felt like that was still a way to keep my foot in the door and be creative and still feel like I had a life in music. As I got further into business, I mean, the more I realized that it wouldn't be exactly what I had envisioned, and not everyone was like this, but I met too many people, or heard too many people talking about, they didn't really care what they did, they just wanted to make money. It was monetary and it was material. My very last semester of business college, I had become friends with a guy who, you know, coincidentally and luckily was actually teaching some guitar lessons. And he was graduating that semester with me, and he was looking to stop teaching guitar. That was just his way through school. And at that point, I realized that it was serendipitous that I had met him and that he had those students, and that my last semester of business school, realized that that wasn't really the right road for me. And so we talked about it, and he eventually offered me his students, of which I think I ended up getting like 14 from him. He had more than that. Not everybody switched over to me, but it was a great thing to have right away. When I made the switch from business to music is when I got really, really serious about practicing and studying. I knew a lot of theory. I knew more theory than I could actually put down on my guitar. And that's been a kind of a process to catch up. Music theory, the study of music theory and the practicing of technique and making it, you know, a regular experience to improve my skill and understanding of music it opens the door to creativity. I feel like my actions in writing and playing are more purposeful. I feel like the music that I make is more enjoyable. I feel like it makes more sense. And even when it's different than a traditional rock song or even a traditional funk song, I feel like it just feels good. And ultimately, that's all we're going for, is a music that sounds and feels good, which is why I think a lot of people feel there's this, and I fell into this early on in my writing, kind of my musical journey, that you don't have to learn music theory to make music. Some people don't, but I feel like it's like trying to write a paper in a language you don't know without speaking that language. And maybe you've watched enough, you know, Japanese movies to know some phrases or something, and or you know enough Spanish to get halfway through or whatever, but you're going to be limited, and your expression will be limited because of that. I feel the same way about understanding music in that same way. The more I understand about theory and the technique of my own instrument, the better I can express myself. And that really changed things for me in the creative process, because it just felt so much more interesting and dynamic and textured, colorful. And I feel like anyone who wants to make a serious effort at music should put in a serious effort into learning the craft. I mean, it's art, don't get me wrong, it's definitely art. But every artist has to know technique, and theory and technique on your instrument is how we as musicians move forward and can get to the point where we're speaking rather than being surprised at sound. We know exactly what it's going to sound like. We know how to manipulate that and break rules to communicate certain things. Creation is all, it can be surprising, it can be fluid, it can be instantaneous, but I feel like for me at least often it's arduous and it's lengthy, and I have to revisit ideas many times before they even start to develop further than just a few bars. So knowing some theory helps me play around with the idea, you know? It helps me explore different routes that I, you know, three or four years ago, I would never have known to go. And that's why it's so important to me now to continue studying and practicing, is to keep opening more doors and more options and understand more avenues with which I can express myself. I don't think our band is using theory in any sort of new or revolutionary way, but we use it. And I think because all of the members of this band have such different influences, knowing how to put them together has really made our music mesh very well. Haley is classically trained. She's the only one that's classically trained. The rest of us are trained either informally or through a jazz avenue. But knowing the theory of music, it really makes it mesh very well. And I think ultimately that's what makes our band sound different than another alternative rock band, is that we can infuse these different genres and styles into our music smoothly. And it feels like it fits rather than a forced injection into the music. I just hope that one day I feel I can look back and recognize, like, I put in the work that I wanted to and I created something really great. Maybe I won't ever feel like that. I mean, I had a conversation recently where someone was like, I don't think you'll ever really feel like a great player. You just have to keep moving forward and not worry about it. And so maybe that'll be at the end of my life, I'll just kind of look back and go, well, I did my best. This song is called Every Day I Get Up. This song is a shift in genre, I think, for the band. It's a marker for us more into the funk realm. And it's a great representation of how we fuse funk, blues, and rock onto the same boat.
Change a single thing. The ticking clock never stops. It won't work with me at all. Trying to give my life meaning. Oh, does it happen to all of us? Oh, could it be so obvious? Days.
light bulbs, these balls are what I've made into a cage. Oh, does it happen to all of us? Oh, could it be so obvious?
What you can expect next from the band is a full-length record. We're wrapping up tracking right now, and we'll be mixing and mastering over the next couple of months, so you can expect that maybe August, early fall, I would say. We don't have a hard deadline for that because we are producing it, but that's coming next, and then just keep an eye out for live shows because we're going to try to gig a lot in town and around town. You can find us on Instagram at rosecoloredroots, on our website, rosecoloredroots.com. We do also still have a Facebook page that we sort of maintain, but it's also Rose Colored Roots. If you've liked this episode of Soundwaves, please rate and review us on iTunes and keep a lookout for new episodes.
92% of Slug readers attend community, arts, entertainment, and cultural events on a regular basis. More information available at slugmag.com.